Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Anthony Paglia from Natick, Massachusetts.
Hey, Anthony, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad.
You're getting some shout-outs here in Austin for Natick.
All right.
Hey. Well, welcome to our show. Anthony, yep. Now, you're going to play the game, of course, in which you have to figure out who's telling the truth. Carl, what's the topic?
What could possibly go wrong?
This week we read about someone who thought they had a brilliant idea, a plan for something sure to be enjoyed, but sometimes schemes don't work out the way you might expect. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about ideas that clearly were not thought through. Choose the true story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail or whatever you like. Ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right. Charlie Pierce, let's hear from you.
Break out your penal pedals. It's the tour de felons. Some incredibly optimistic prison officials in France have arranged for a 1,400-mile cycling race modeled after the Tour de France, in which almost 200 prisoners will participate. The difference between this race and the Tour de France is that instead of being shadowed by countless drug testing crews, the pack will also include 124 cops. Organizer Sylvie Marion said, "This project aims to help these men reintegrate into society, preferably, one supposes, not all at once." The participants, who will begin in Lille and end in Paris, seem enthusiastic. Says Daniel, one of them, "It's kind of an escape for us."
Giving a bunch of prisoners bicycles and putting them on the road. In France, your next story of a half-baked plan comes from Kerry O'Connor.
Everybody remembers the kind of ew-inducing shot of the astronauts on the International Space Station toasting the camera with water made from their very own recycled urine. Yes, the whiz kids at NASA installed a $250 million pee cycler, and apparently it gets the yellow out just fine. But the number one latest plans leaked to the media call for eliminating the original water system in favor of a full recycle model with no backup. Despite a steady stream of criticism, NASA spokeswoman Sarah Pheasant said it is pressing on with its plans.
Water, water everywhere in the space station, and not a drop you're real certain about drinking. Your last story of a scheme missing a crucial piece of logic comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
It doesn't take long for a morsel of fatty pork to pass through a duck. Alton Copel of Fredonia, New Hampshire, who has ducks, noticed this, and it gave him an idea for a surefire viral video. He tied a piece of fatty pork to a greased length of twine, placed it in his duck yard, and soon he had a string of ducks. The ducks were going on with their lives, contentedly enough, since Copel allowed for plenty of slack. But the video footage, four ducks, then five ducks, then six, didn't look like much. And then the local Humane Society got wind of his project. Last week, as Copel stood in the yard arguing with the Humane Society guy, and an eagle swooped down, grabbed the sixth duck, and flew off with the whole string, wouldn't you know it, as the other five ducks, one at a time, slid down the string, fell through the air, and landed in his pond, Copel's camera was in the house. So, you may be wondering, where does the questionable thinking come in? Here it is. Copel vows to make the whole thing happen again.
All right. Somebody has come up with a plan. Is it authorities in France, from Charlie Pierce, who are going to stage a wonderful bicycle race for convicted felons for their amusement and edification? Is it from Kerry O'Connor an idea to use only recycled bodily fluids for drinking purposes on the space shuttle, or from Roy Blunt, Jr., a duck farmer with a thirst to be on YouTube and a piece of pork on a string? Which of these is the real story about maybe not the best idea in the week's news?
I'm torn between the bicycle race and the pee. Let's go, my gut's going with A. Let's do A.
You're going to go for the bicycle race. Charlie Pierce's story of the French authorities' plan to stage a bicycle race Just give all the felons bicycles. Let them go fast as they
sure,
can.
Sure, why not?
All right, well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone familiar with the true story.
It seems so French, really, the idea of rehabilitation being a 1,400-mile multi-day bike ride around the country.
That was Lauren Mooney, the editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine, noting, I think with approval, the French plan to send its prisoners on a multi-day bike race. Congratulations, you got it right, Anthony. Well done.
Thank you very much.
You earned a point for Charlie. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting in your home answering machine, although I do want to say, I do hope somebody tries the duck thing.
Yeah.
Or the chicken fajitas.
Either or which. Thank you so much for playing with us today.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.